Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about a recap of events up in New York dealing with the former president and his entanglement up there. There are a number of little developments that are worth noting. We'll also do a quick explanation of something that was widely discussed on social media today when it probably didn't need to be discussed at all. And we'll just run through how everything is developing. Okay, so you might have heard that the former president was very upset because he believed the judge was not going to allow him to go to a family function later on. This belief of Trump's turned into the outrage of the day. The 2 minutes of hate designed to keep you easy to manipulate, easy to control. It was a firestorm, talking about how mean the judge was and all of this stuff. And then you had people from the other side of things saying, well, did Trump go to any of the other ones? Here's the thing. All of that is based on accepting that what Trump believed was true. What did the judge actually say? According to reporting, he said, it really depends on how we're doing on time and where we are in the trial. The judge didn't rule that he couldn't go. The AP is saying that the judge indicated that if the trial proceeds as planned, that he'd be willing to adjourn for the day. Wow, that's totally different than all of the conversations that occurred, right? Weird. Okay, so how did the actual proceedings go? At this point, they have 7 jurors. People are saying they are halfway there. They are not. They need 18. So they're going for 18 jurors. They have 7. There are some who are expressing hope that they could actually start the trial on Monday. That seems ambitious to me, but we'll see. Dozing Don reportedly fell asleep for the second time in 2 days in court. He seems to be very upset about that and very bothered by the reporting of that, probably because of all that Sleepy Joe stuff that he said. But the reporting is that, yes, he dozed off 2 of 2 days so far. Part of the proceedings that some people found mildly entertaining, Trump had to sit quietly while potential jurors had their social media looked at and had to sit there quietly while people read mean tweets about him, basically. The gag order thing, I think the hearing for that is set on the 23rd or 24th. I know it started on the 24th, but I think they moved it to the 23rd, and then I saw reporting that said they moved it back. I'm not sure. Currently, it looks like Bragg is seeking $1,000 per violation as a fine. Also, warned that for future violations, there might be other penalties. Keep in mind, the judge does have the ability in this case to put Trump in jail for up to 30 days. So I don't know if they will actually seek that, but the warning was there. Now, the proceedings will not go on tomorrow. They are adjourned till Thursday, and then everything will come back. And they'll start the process all over again, looking for more jurors, and go from there. So I would imagine, given the amount of mileage he got out of coming out and saying, hey, the judge said this and it's super mean to me, and how much outrage was generated, he's probably going to try to do that again in the future. It might be a good idea to find out what was actually said before just getting very, very angry about how Trump perceived the events when, I mean, for all we know, he wasn't even awake when they occurred. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.